You're listening to the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report on Tuesday the 9th of August. I'm Tony Bonsignori. Time for a look now at the markets, and earlier I spoke to Joe Saluzzi from Themis Trading in New York. He told me it had been a quiet day on Wall Street, but that worries over the US economy persist.
The only economic number out today was a productivity number, which was low. It came in at a minus 0.5%, and it's just more signs that the economy is certainly not growing. And I think that's why your yield curve, or the 30-year bond yields, are still really low, 2.25% for us. I know relative to the rest of the world that's high, but it just seems like the Fed's not going to be moving anytime soon, and that pretty much supports the market.
Productivity down, worries about the state of the economy. It means that people fly to the safety of bonds, is that right? And that pushes the price up, which means the interest rate on them goes the other way. Why would that be affecting what the Federal Reserve are talking about at the moment?
They've been talking for a while now, when are they going to raise rates? And a few months back, there was pretty much a certainty, right before Brexit, actually, everyone thought that they were going to raise rates. But now with the economy still kind of not really moving much, most people are saying they're not going to raise rates, which is going to keep interest rates low, which will affect 10-year to 30-year interest rates as well. In the meantime, what you got is people trying to find where do I put my money, and they're looking for any place where they can get some yield. And where they've been driving into, actually, in the stock market is actually the high-yielding ones like telecoms, like Verizon and AT&T, and some of the utilities. Telecoms are up almost 20% this year, way outpacing the general market. So people are starting to overpay, and that's when things get a little nervous. Eventually, they will come down, but right now, there's no place else to put your money. Attitude is still out there.
That's Joe Saluzzi from Themis Trading in New York. And a quick look at the market numbers on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Index little moved at 18,533. The British pound fell 0.3 cents to $1.30.1. And the euro was up 0.3 cents at $1.11.1.
Thank you for downloading from the BBC World Service. You can find a whole world of information from science, arts, business and technology. Just go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.